10 o'clock at Yamava Resort and Casino. It is the tournament tip-off party. Let's get it rolling, boys.
Yeah. How about this? Look at this place. How good is this?
There's not bad.
Every single thing. There's all the basketball you can imagine. There's the NFL Network. Steve Garvey is on MLB
Network.
Yeah,
the Garvey thing.
There's rugby, Slee. I know you're a big rugby guy. There's rugby right over here. Emily's Cavs, or Who's, excuse me, Emily, are already on the court.
I mean, we are looking live at a 13-4 upset over Virginia right now.
I've never seen anything like it.
9 seconds in. There you go. Perfect.
You're on my hit list right now.
It is. This place is amazing.
Place is great. I don't know why we're not here every Thursday morning. It makes no sense to me. Why even use our studio when we have 94 TVs in front of us?
This is a pretty good deal. There are multiple bars. There are TVs.
Yep.
There's all the games that are going on here. It is. It's a pretty nice way to have a Thursday here. I'm not going to lie. This is a perfect opportunity. Play a little hooky. You know, maybe your throat's bothering you a little bit. You got a little upset stomach. And come on out and hang out at Yamava today.
I think everybody will be here at least at 12:10 for the SDSU game. All of Southern California is
this part of town, big Aztec
is
crowd,
waiting for the SDSU game at 12:10. So we'll be obviously be a great day today.
It's a pretty good spot. Pretty good spot, Chris. You were not as bothered by Steve Garvey's Padre highlights as I was this morning.
But the problem is he was also on. Well, he was on a TV show, right, on MLB. High heat?
Yes.
Is that like hot stove? Or?
Yeah, no, it's both temperature related, but no.
It's just his face looked a little odd, the way the light was hitting it.
A little shiny.
It, not just shiny, but it looked a little like a Batman character.
Tight.
Okay.
A little tight. Like he could be a villain, especially with that scarf.
Steve's very concerned with the look, and he's looking great on TV.
You got excited to see him as if you were 12 years old.
Well, it kind of, that's when it was took you back.
As if he was right here in the 909.
Garvey, it's a big deal.
There are so many TVs in front of us that literally there's like a 2007 Lakers game. We got NHL from
all
last
right,
night.
But no need for you to point that one out. That was a special request that I had.
Oh, you
just asked if you guys don't mind.
Make sure it's lined up for you when
you walk
in. Let's
get that Lakers-Blazers 2009 game on.
Kobe 909
like
Sports 46 Bar.
46 at this point. He's hot. He's making buckets.
When you get here, like Travis and I did. By the way, Travis made great time this morning.
Okay.
We pulled in at 7:59 a.m. and I'm like, so Trav, what are we going to do now? He's like, we're going to go in there. We're going to feel the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Get our presence ready. So when you walk in, then you walk down the hall. It was about what, a 5 minute walk over here to the 909 Sports Bar.
Yeah.
And be with us. Press the flesh with us all day long. Come on out to Yamava, our tournament tip off party. All day long. Until 7 p.m. tonight.
How did I do on the drive? I know that sometimes you can get a little wonky.
Well, I got the driving anxiety going on right now. So, you know, Trav was my Uber driver this morning.
Were you comfortable the whole time?
I was pretty comfortable.
Okay.
How many stars did you give him?
5.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But again, he keeps the radio down, so I'm forced to make
conversation. But it's still there. So at least it's not silent.
Low.
Right.
It's low.
Yeah.
I think we had Foo Fighters DNA on the stream.
Oh, okay. That's not bad.
Yeah. So
if he wasn't there, would you have that on? Or was it more like you were trying to accommodate in the background?
No, I wanted a nice background soundtrack because you can't really have like the Daily playing in the background when you were having a conversation with somebody in the car.
Should have played like Korn or something just in the background.
There was a little Pantera that came on at one point that I'm like, I don't know if this is the morning vibe.
I was getting a little nervous. Like he was starting to, again, get up to like 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
It's
why not some Taylor Swift? You can put that in the rotation.
I'm down with T Swizzle any time.
I made it, though.
You drove 90. Chris got a little nervous. He told you slow down, and then you took your foot off the gas.
It's all good. It's all good. Emily, how are you feeling right now? The UVA with a 7-point lead halfway through the first half.
Furman on a run, by the way.
Okay.
3-0 run.
3-0 run in the last 8 seconds.
So I have been nervous about UVA since they lost to the 116 and back in 2018. But they're looking fine. They're making their shots, kind of. They're rebounding a little bit.
I don't know.
I'm not very confident.
I don't know the
right
offense they're running right now.
I don't know either. But they're turning the ball over quite a bit. And I don't even know what the Furman's mascot is. I looked
Purple
it up.
People Eaters.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So I'm not feeling super great. But you know, I believe in Tony Bennett. I believe that he has an idea for the team. But we'll see. We'll see. I'm very nervous, as if you can't tell.
I was going to say you're a little sped up. You're a little fired up for your squad. You're going to win this game. I have a knack for these things.
Yeah.
When these teams, the lower seed to win these games, they got to hang around the whole time. They can't fall behind by 10 points. They can't fall behind. This game is virtually over, Emily. You're
good. At least we're on True TV. Okay, so we're not on CBS.
Is that the one that runs the prankster show?
I think so. Impractical Jokers?
Impractical
Jokers.
Oh, yeah,
yes.
That's
True
right.
TV?
Yeah, but how like that?
I used to watch it a long time ago. I feel like we could do that bit where we just walk around doing bits all day.
Well,
like,
you just they're pretty fun. At a restaurant, outrageous things to people, and you don't have to do it yourself. That's not so
That's
bad.
Why I'm around. I do the hard work.
How nervous do I have to get to have a 10 a.m. pizza? You know, that's kind of how I'm feeling right now. I was like, how nervous does it have to
be? You don't have to go very far.
Is 19 to 10 nervous.
Yeah.
You need to be 19 to 10 nervous to get that morning pizza for you.
Right, yeah, exactly. But
Taylor
it smells really good.
Taylor and I have been following Furman for years. So we know a lot. If you guys need to know anything about Furman, just let us know.
All right, Emily, I need you to not listen to this next 30 seconds or so, okay? Are we rooting for them or against them? Because if this got tight, no, you're not listening. You didn't hear the word I said.
Yeah.
If this got tight, I'd really like to watch her kind of lose her mind.
Well,
I think that would be kind of fun.
But here's the thing. The big picture here, SDSU plays the winner of this team. Do you want the easier route or do you want the tougher route?
So you have skin in the game.
Do you want the vets in Virginia who are always in the tournament or you want Furman?
Yeah, okay, so I know your answer. Yeah. I think I want her to win by one. I want her to sweat it right down to the buzzer, win the game, and then you guys could score.
Taylor, you're going to have to ride the dump button if that happens because I have to censor myself pretty hard.
All right. We're covering the madness all day. Thanks to our friends at Iwins. Iwins, the coldest beer in town. Go get one of those frosty mugs. And right now there's a 30-30 tie, the 8-9 matchup, West Virginia-Maryland draft.
Ooh.
The 8-9, 30-30, and West Virginia. Here's what I know about them, Slee. You ready?
Yep.
Bob Huggins is their coach, and Jerry West went there 40 years ago. Those are the two, or maybe probably 60 years ago, right?
No, more than most.
Yeah, that's the two things I know. And they're the Mountaineers. What else you want to know?
And then the Maryland's the Big Ten, not
Maryland
the ACC anymore.
Maryland is the Big Ten, yes. That, by the way, still doesn't work for
How many Maryland's times are we going to hear, my bracket's already busted? How many times is that going to happen today?
Should we confess?
Yeah, I think we should. I think we should.
So I said to DeAndre, came up to me this morning. He's like, hey, did you do a bracket? And I'm like, oh, God, no, I didn't.
I usually wait till the weekend.
Yeah.
That's what I usually fill
it
out.
I forgot to do it, and I felt like, oh, my God, what a terrible sports fan I am that I didn't even fill out a bracket this time. And then I said to you, I'm like, hey, Slee, did you fill out a bracket?
And instantly I was like, yeah, I forgot about doing that. Completely forgot about that.
You're watching for the love of the game.
But how about am I right or wrong on this? Did it feel like, you know, sometimes even at the station, people come around, we're going to do a bracket, we're going to do this. I didn't feel like any of that, so I just kind of forgot about it, too.
It's not our fault.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, that's the right,
when
that's the right
doubt,
way to put it.
Blame someone else.
Yeah.
And that we didn't get around to it. That's what it is.
Carlos' fault.
It's down to 8. You better get that pizza order in.
I know. I know. What? I just saw one of our centers fall.
Emily.
Down to 5.
Booty. Yeah, I know.
I want you to do this every time you hit a 3.
Yeah, the 3 to the head. So what's the pizza order to try to relieve the level of anxiety?
Probably 2 pepperoni slices, no sauce. Just cheesy bread with pepperoni on it, essentially, is what I want.
Is it? Okay, here's like this is one of those questions you ask yourself so you can fall asleep, like to get your brain occupied. If a pizza doesn't have sauce, is it a pizza or is it something else? Because isn't that like the pizza has to have cheese, the dough, and sauce. Everything else is optional, but those are like the 3 main.
So I say yes, only because we're in California, and everything you could think of how they make pizzas most of the time have nothing to do with pizza.
But that's the healthiest part of the pizza, the sauce, right? I mean, it's just tomatoes.
I mean, I'm not ordering a pizza without sauce.
It's also the worst part of the pizza, personally, to me.
For you,
people
yes.
overdo it a little bit too much.
7-0 run
saucy.
By Furman, 17-19, 6:55 left
in
the first half.
If you need to go throw up or something, you're fine to go and see what's going
Maybe
on.
Maybe soon.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of want it to go this way. I want it to be tight. I want it to be very tight all night long.
All right, so they have, and this is, I'm trying to think here. How many games do they have just today?
Well, you have half of the field needs to play today, so that means 32 teams, 16 games.
16 games, okay. All right, and the only reason why I mention that is because any other game going on, because you and I not exactly the, let's just say we're not up to speed right now in college
How
basketball.
How dare you?
Every time there's a game on, I'm like, I don't know who's, if that number wasn't there next to the team, I'd have no idea who's supposed to be
First
winning.
Of all, I deeply resent you saying that I'm not a college basketball person. I can name 2 college basketball players, Ladee and AJ Mitchell. What else do you want to know? Ladee is my guy.
Matt Bradley.
Matt Bradley's good.
Yeah.
Number 20.
Yeah.
I know 3 college basketball players.
There you go.
Right? So I'm basically Dick Vitale. So anything else that you need to know, I can hook you up with that. We got to talk about the Lakers and what happened to them last night in Houston. You kind of called the shot a couple of days ago, Slee, when you're like, hey, they just beat the Celtics. I know that this is a game they're supposed to win. I know that it's supposed to go a certain way. And We were pretty sure that Anthony Davis was not going to play last night. Obviously, he did not, and I could do nothing, and I'm sure last night on the postgame show you did this, but my Twitter stream is filled up with what the hell, why wasn't he out there?
Yeah.
And it was the worst possible outcome, not just because they lost a game against a team that you would think they would beat, but they lost a game where a 100% healthy, pain-free Anthony Davis did not play.
Mm-hmm. Listen, incredibly frustrating, right? I think if there's one thing you're hoping for and you're actually starting to get real emotions about the Lakers again is because you're saying to yourself, you know what? I don't know. Go look at the standings. Wow, they're working their way up. You know what? Can you – Minnesota, Dallas, Golden State, go through all the teams that are either in front of them or right around them. You're not really looking at them and saying, well, that team's unbeatable. So the Lakers, out of all these teams, they're playing good basketball. They're playing at the right time. They go win what I thought was arguably the most important game so far of the year against the Pelicans, and they basically took them out in the first half. You come back, and doesn't that just completely take away whatever momentum that you had? Doesn't that kind of take away the win to the Pelicans? Yes, it was very frustrating. And I think the AD portion that you're talking about, look, you're right. Everybody who'd call into the postgame show, or like you're saying on Twitter, the frustration was, well, unfortunately, yes, he can go, but they're not allowing him to go. AD's in that game yesterday. They're going to win by 10, 12, 15 points.
Almost certainly, right?
If it comes down to a game. That game determined whether you had a play-in tournament, didn't have play-in tournament, whether you had a home game for a play-in tournament, whether you had a road game, whether you an 8 seed or a 9, so now you have to go win 2 versus 1. It could be that, you know, this one game could have that difference, and unfortunately Lakers didn't take advantage of an opportunity yesterday.
Well, okay, I want to go in reverse order here. I want to talk about the one game that you're talking about here. That you're right, and I'm glad you said it like that because I hadn't really looked at it through that prism. The one I keep kind of thinking about, one game you're in or you're out. But you're right. One game could be, are you in the 7 or 8,
yep.
Meaning that I only need to win one and I got 2 chances to win one. One game could be 9 or 10, which means 1 and done. You lose that game and you're out, and now I got to win 2 to get in. Mm-hmm. One game could be the difference between am I playing at home or am I playing on the road,
yep.
In both of those things. One game could be I could skip it altogether. There's
one game could be I got into 6th place, and now I don't have to face anybody. I'm already in my regular season.
5 different one-game scenarios.
Yes.
And this is a team you should have beat. This is a team that you, to your point, you do beat with Anthony Davis almost assuredly. And then there's the other thing you said. And I think that there are 2 things happening simultaneously, and we'll talk about this next. There is Anthony Davis's absence last night, and
yep.
Then there was just the end of whatever momentum they had created in New Orleans came to a screeching halt. I think that they're connected, but they're actually quite different. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee. We are live at Yamava Resort and Casino. Come on out, hang out with us all day long. Not just me and Al, Mason and Ireland, Sedano and Cap making a day with us out here at Yamava. More Lakers coming up next.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Yes, indeed. It is Travis and Sliwa. A Thursday, our tournament tip-off party is underway at Yamava Resort and Casino. Meanwhile, a little madness update. Producer Emily is getting worried because it's tightening up in Orlando, the
Unbelievable.
South region. The 13-4 matchup, Virginia and Furman. How do you feel about your Virginia? What's the mascot?
I feel pretty terrible, actually.
They're within 3, Furman, the 13th seed.
Yeah,
4 minutes left in the first half.
If you're driving, pull over. Chris will do the play-by-play for the remainder of the first half.
Aaron Palmer tweeted at me and was like, hey, Emily, did you know, does UVA know they can score more than once every 5 minutes?
Oh, not
I'm like,
cool.
Actually, I don't think they do know that. I think that they...
Not cool, you know, Aaron.
They want to play the long game here and score very, very few points.
Your Madness update, thanks to our friends at Islands. Meanwhile, of course, Yamava, it's amazing here. A few minutes ago, in the middle of the break, I mean, it's 10:15 a.m., they walk a platter of amazing desserts, right? And Travis's face.
Yeah, because it was.
There's tiramisu. There's cannolis.
Ooh. That's a.
There's a little mini cheesecake
and a mini pecan pie.
And a mini pecan pie
going out right now.
So I'm cutting it here in fours.
Call it pecan, but
just cut it once for Trav. Give the give the rest of Trav. I can't do the sweets.
I believe that's a key lime pie, perhaps.
So here's what happened because it was placed between you and me, Chris. Yeah. And Trav,
I'm a little offended that they brought it towards me. Like, here's a little something for your coffee. I'm like, all right.
So they put it here, and Trav, like a power forward in the league, like just stakes his leg.
Boxed you
this
out.
This guy just starts coming in. It's pretty good footwork.
Chris, did you know that you came up in my trivia game last night? Because Scottie Pippen was there. So it's Scottie Pippen-esque. Chris
Did you
Morales
show,
there.
Where was it with a bunch of lady friends?
Like, yes.
Did you show them my Instagram? They can add me.
Of course, of course.
They can add me. Yeah, slide exactly. in the DMs if they want to say hi. Yeah, why not?
Yates was there.
Yates was at the trivia game?
Yeah. He lives really close by, and so I texted him. I was like, hey, you want a celeb shot
best
from
friends.
Trivia?
Literally best and friends. So,
was he in? Like,
did and he did save us.
Was he in his pickleball outfit? Is he already in there, ready to go for Saturday?
He was in his pickleball outfit.
He brought
he
his
was,
paddle.
He was, yeah.
he was probably
go.
Trying to reorganize the entire trivia. No. You guys got to do this. You got to
wearing
ask
a tank
these
top?
Sorts of questions. You got to do these sorts of questions.
He's with the bartender. He's like, no. The hard liquor, put it down here.
You're asking him wrong. You got to do it like this.
I imagine Clint is the guy that shows
he's
up to a house,
organizing.
Like a house game night or whatever. He's got a towel over his shoulder. Yeah, guys, just got an arm workout in on the way here. Do you mind if I go in there freshen up? And he's like just constantly checking his bicep throughout the night.
He's a natural leader. He likes that's to awesome. Come in and take
natural
charge.
Athlete.
He
like
yeah.
He was actually a little more aloof last night. He would throw some things in occasionally. So I was like, okay, it was great though. I'm glad he showed up because he did save us and we did really well. But
at least he showed up last night, unlike some other people. Travis at Sliwa continues now.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate that a great deal. Emily, I don't know if it was a coincidence. I don't know if they heard what you said, but literally here at Yamava, we're in the 909 Sports Bar.
Yep.
Million TVs and bars, but directly over my left shoulder is Pete's Place.
Yep.
Right?
Pizza
so
Mayhem.
They're
Pizza
Mayhem. Wood Fire.
Mayhem.
Yep.
I turn around, and when we go to break, right after you were talking about your pizza, and I see a guy, he's got the dough laid out, and he's sprinkling the cheese on. There's just the very thinnest little layer of sauce in there
Perfect.
Right now. I felt like this was specifically going to be delivered to her in the next couple of minutes for this Furman UVA game.
Yeah,
next
just break. Pacing the court.
next break, I'm going to get back there and make a couple pies.
You know what's really cool about this game? That if one of these two teams gets hot, they might get to 60. Awesome.
Okay, I can't participate in making fun of teams on offense because SDSU plays at noon, and if they have 23 points by halftime, it'll be a
it's
celebration.
It's not making fun of the teams. It's making fun of
college basketball.
Yeah, that 60 seems to be this magical number that if you can get to, that everything's going to work out at that point. Don't forget, we're out here today. You can come out and hang out with us at Yamava, Trav and Slee, Mason in Ireland, Sedano and Cap, and
the
then, of course Saturday morning, Pickleball Madness, Agape Pickleball Center, Miles Square Park in Fountain Valley. Come on out and hang out with us. It's open to the public. You can come and have a beer. There's a beer garden. There's going to have a million TVs there as well, so you can watch all the college basketball action. There's a kid zone. There's pickleball demos. We're going to be playing a little pickleball. We got the El Diablos in our opening match, Slee. But
yeah.
Come on out and hang out with us. It should be a great day. Thanks to Michelob Ultra, Bud Light, Seltzer, and Pizza Hut. Chris, you got your bracket out all of a sudden? Or you got an upset alert for us?
No, this is the pickleball bracket.
Oh, okay.
For Saturday. I wanted to check something real quick.
What do you got?
I just wanted to see what the seating was. We were just talking about it at the table. Corporate Greg and our boss, the great Amanda Brown, of Who Good Afternoon. They are the 4 seed in the Mason and Ireland bracket. Because if both teams win, Mason's team, the Fighting TTs, and Corporate Greg, they could square off in the Sweet 16.
Mm.
But they'd have to win 2 matches.
Unlikely.
Ooh.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know if the Fighting TTs can do it.
I feel like this is where we
have
to
reiterate. I don't think anybody can do it.
I think that any 7-10 team that gets to the Sweet 16 is
unbelievable.
A major upset.
Unbelievable.
A Cinderella story.
A Cinderella story. We are the peacocks at that point because the
George
people
Mason.
That signed up for this tournament presumably are pickleball people, and they're going to wipe the court with non-pickleball people.
I would rush the court for whoever won.
Jump up and down
yes.
on Jorge and Berg.
Yes.
Like, empty the Gatorade bucket on top of their head. This is a good idea. We should
the Fighting TTs are squaring off with the 16 seed on Saturday morning with only slams. And we had Daniel win on the air on Tuesday, just like we did with your team that you're facing. They don't sound confident. So I think the Fighting TTs might be able to slip by. Brian, Mashonsky?
Mashonsky.
You know, and Steve? I don't know, though. They'd have to win. They then would have to face off against the winner of the 5-12, the 8-9, and that could be bad for them.
That sounds like a team that's like, hey, I just want to play. Our team calls
easy money.
Lakewood. I haven't heard easy money since I was 19 years old. You're using easy money on us?
Good Rodney Dangerfield movie from the 80s, Easy Money. That was back in the day, one of Rodney's first features. Terrific money. Terrific movie. Not a great result if that's, in fact, how it goes for us.
Cavs pulling away.
Still early.
8-0 run.
Still early. 8-0. Oh, look, they're comfortably over the 30-point threshold before the half. This is exciting. We might get a 70-point game out of this. All right, let's go back to AD real quick.
Okay. That's
because you mentioned that the loss last night, rightfully, that this was killing the momentum that they had generated over the last couple of weeks, right? And especially, I agree with you on this too, that the win against New Orleans the night before was one of the best wins of the season.
Yep.
Because you got two teams, exactly the same record. You're on the road. This is a big game for you.
You gained two games on them.
Two games swing. Yep. And they not only won, they looked really good.
Yeah.
They went out there and just demolished New Orleans. Had a 40-point lead at one point.
Post-game show, Beasley said, what does it mean if we beat the Pelicans, if we lost to the Rockets? This was before that game. But keep going on your point.
So there's that component of it, which is right? It's just one step forward, one step back. They're exactly where they were 5 days ago, right? They can't get over that 500 or to that 500 mark. They keep stubbing their toe when they're on the doorstep. That's one thing, and I think that's important, and it's a missed opportunity for sure. Reading my Twitter feed last night from Laker fans, the way that I'm putting it together with the way that I feel watching that game and knowing that what we know, which is Darvin Ham and the Lakers telling us that Anthony Davis is 100% pain-free, but at the same time, he's not going to play.
It's an active injury is the way they describe it, yep.
But they also say he's 100% pain-free, and yet he's not playing. It's so frustrating, and it's such I think it is such a bad look for him. I think that to have the reputation of you're so fragile and you're so delicate that even when you're healthy, even when you are 100% pain-free, to use their vernacular, that we can't risk playing you in a game that we absolutely have to have because of all the one-game scenarios that we talked about. And that and the worst part of this, Lee, is that because we've had Anthony Davis in our lives as Laker fans for a while now, it's just like, yep, that's what it is. It is the worst reputation I can think of as an athlete, which is just you're wildly important to what we do. We will not have success without you. I just don't know if you're going to be there or not. It is the worst thing. And I was making an analogy to you this morning where imagine if our show was like on the verge of being canceled, and you're the most important person on the show, and you're ready to go, and you just don't show up some days. Mm-hmm. And everybody's like, oh, no, Alan's fine. He's not working today. Why not? He's just not. We need to make
schedule
sure that
vacations.
His voice. We need to make sure, not even schedule vacation. We just need to make sure that his voice is good for the next day.
Yeah.
It's like we're hanging by our fingernails here, and then you show up and you are really good. And it's like, and that's just kind of the thing that's been created, and it's deeply frustrating as a Laker fan to know that the guy that can make the difference is right there. I'm being told that he's healthy and he doesn't play. It's incredibly frustrating. We could do nothing but read tweets from frustrated Laker fans about that from now until the end. And that it's not everybody jumping up and down and screaming and going, what in the world are we doing? I don't get it. I don't understand how this has become the thing that we just kind of go, yep, this is what it is. It's so frustrating.
All right, so if I'm going to try to play devil's advocate here, and it's not an easy pitch, but I'm going to try anyways. We knew he wasn't going to play. We basically knew before Wednesday, no matter what. Well, I don't want to say no matter what because it wasn't announced until postgame, but it was expected that he's not going to play back-to-backs. He's got one more back-to-back left, okay? Let's just say conceptually this is what they have in mind. His injury that he had, and this is the unfortunate part, he's not going to get the benefit of the doubt from everybody, right? It's
sure.
not
– he hasn't earned it.
It's not – I mean, whether this is a good example or not, LeBron plays. For the most part, LeBron James plays unless he really can't go.
He has earned it. He has earned the benefit of the doubt.
So let's just hypothetically say in this situation for the Lakers or this situation, Anthony Davis, you have, what is it now, 12 games left, whatever the number is. no, we can't have him play in these back-to-backs because even if there's a 5% chance, 10% chance, something like this could happen or he could re-aggravate it, this is the way that we got to handle it. I just wish from the get-go, because part of the problem was All-Star break, I forget the exact quote, but it was basically like, hey, is Bron and AD, are they – everyone, if everyone's healthy, they're going to go.
Yeah.
If they'd have said from the beginning when he got back, just hypothetically, guys, I just want you to know, there's four back-to-backs left. Anthony Davis will not play in back-to-backs. Then that conversation is over. It's kind of been a little bit back and forth, which has not helped the situation. On top of that, you lost to the Houston Rockets. You didn't the last time he didn't play in a back-to-back, it wasn't a story. It wasn't as much of a story.
They won the game.
Because they won the game.
Yeah.
This one could cost you. This one could be the difference of you in a certain seeding. So
you lost the game to the worst team in the league. Mm-hmm. It's a double whammy. Like if he had take the second part of a back to back was against the Milwaukee Bucks and he didn't play and you lose, you're probably gonna lose anyway. Who cares?
Yep.
Right. This was the Houston Rockets. They're literally the worst team in the league. So spin it forward a little bit after that. To your point, I understand. Even if they said this is the game plan moving forward that we need him to be ready, they might not get in. Mm-hmm. There is a scenario that exists where they're not
sure,
in,
of course.
And you're saving him for what exactly? That what are we preventing
for
from
what?
Happening in the event to come out there and play? You have to have him. Without him, your chances of winning go from pretty good to God only knows. And last night they got beat by the worst team in the league. They're tied with the Pistons for the fewest wins in the league.
Yep.
And they beat the Lakers, who were presumably, and I think it was Jared Vanderbilt had a quote, it's like, you know, we can't have this loss. Like, this was too important. We don't have enough of these left to let one slip through their fingers. Darvin Ham said after the game that the urgency wasn't there from the very beginning. I can't imagine how that's true, but that's coming from the head coach of the team, right? And then your very best player, who you're being told is pain-free, is not playing. It's so... I want to hear from Laker fans. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Because I would imagine a lot of people feel the way that I do, that you're looking at this, you want him to play so desperately because you want him to get in, you want him to at least be able to take a deep breath, being above the line instead of on it or a game below or a game above, just create a little bit of room.
Yeah.
And they kicked the easiest game left on their schedule potentially, and he didn't play. It's just such a bad deal. We'll continue the conversation when we come back, and Emily will give us a little UVA update, and still no pizza in front of her, so they must be doing okay. So we'll do that. Coming up next, it's Travis Lee live from Yamava Resort and Casino. Coming out, we're here all day long.
Yes, just like Scott Kaplan said, today is all about Yamava. It is our tournament tip-off party. Travis and Sliwa broadcasting live. Coming up at 1 p.m., Mason and Ireland. John Ireland will be here as well. 4 p.m., Shinano and Cap. Trav can't speak right now.
Sliwa, I'm fine.
Because he
good.
Was just taking down the breakfast pizza here.
Oh, so
Yamava.
You already got in that?
I got
what,
in what's
I cut
on,
this.
Because it just looked like a pizza.
It was a pepperoni, sausage, and onion pizza. But what makes it a breakfast pizza is there's a little bit of chopped hard-boiled egg on there.
Beautiful. Was it amazing?
Terrific.
Did you say bacon?
There was bacon on there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, it looks really good.
The wrong one to give up carbs.
It was pretty darn good.
Okay. What's the update, M, for UVA? Or not UVA, but Virginia?
It's at halftime. So UVA is leading 32-27. So it's a little 5-point lead. They had lockdown defense at the end, which is good. But apparently, Tim, the OC, said, "Hey, Emily, I'm sorry, but I heard Mason is putting mythical money on UVA. And the Mason curse is real." So
Tim and the OC just tweeted that.
Yes, Tim the OC just tweeted that, and I am now really mad at Mason. Because if he put mythical money on this, I am not going to be happy with him later.
Well, it should be a good super crosstalk coming up when Mason shows up.
That is quite a little tray right there. She's got a slice of breakfast pizza and a cannoli.
I mean...
It's not a bad way to start the day.
It looks amazing.
I always start my day with a slice of pizza and a cannoli. Every morning.
It's a New Jersey morning. That's what they call it.
So we're going to be here till 7 p.m. tonight with all the madness. The big dance is underway. Come on out. 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. today. Come on out to Yamava Resort and Casino. We are in the 909 Sports Bar right next to the Rockin' Brews, right next to the Pizza Mayhem and the Tai Chi 2 restaurant. So you can find us easily.
Let's not just gloss over the fact that Slee was hammering through pecan pie at 10:30 in the morning, too.
It's good with the coffee.
I'm surrounded by amazing food, and I can't touch any of it. Yeah, I'm just going to keep drinking my coffee.
Pecan pie is great at any time of the day, yeah. So I think that you can't we can eat anything.
A little bit sweet
anytime.
With the coffee, it's important.
Emily, did you just off the top of your head come up with the New Jersey morning? Because that's incredible. That is an incredible name for what you got going on.
I need a
Jersey.
Bagel. I need, I think bagel is the only thing I would need to add to this to make it more New Jersey. But, you know.
That's pretty true.
What did Tony Soprano used to have every? Oh, the with the it was like
the Bialy.
Bialy.
Yeah.
I'm gonna say orange juice. No pulp.
No pulp. Yeah.
Like some pulp.
Just some pulp. Travis, it's what continues right now.
Thank you, Chris. So let's go back to the Lakers here for a second. Yeah. This missed opportunity last night, which
and,
it was.
And just so you know, the loss yesterday means Minnesota lost, so they'd been at number 7. Lakers could have been at number 7. Dallas won, so Dallas gained a game on the Lakers. So it kind of
could have picked up a game on Golden State.
Could have picked up a game on, and it's the one on the schedule that you're saying, yeah, you got to win that one.
And it's gonna be so close,
sure.
Right? It's not gonna be like look if this game took place even in January, mm-hmm. like they got another 35 games, they're gonna be fine. It's a game. It's like you said the other day. It's the NBA. Weird ish happens occasionally, right? Bad team will beat a team that's a lot better than there. Mm-hmm. It's fine, but when you got 13 games left. And you are neck and neck with like 5 other teams. It's not like you're neck and neck with one. You're neck and neck with half of the conference.
Yeah.
To let one of these goes by and then compound it with the fact that what we were talking about with Anthony Davis's absence. And it's just the reality of
tough
Anthony
pill to swallow.
Davis's
tough pill.
Career at this point. That we're going to have to go years or a season probably plus before seeing him being pain-free, seeing him play in 60-plus games or whatever the number may be before you just go, okay, look, this is load management as opposed to what the heck are we doing? The what the heck are we doing part is front and center, and it cost him a game last night. Let's try a phone call. Let's go to Robin first. Robin, you're on with Travis Slee. What's going on, Robin?
Yeah, hey, guys. Robin from the Trail in Sonoma.
Right on.
Two things. Yeah, one, I mean, it's hard to even blame Anthony Davis or the coach for last night's loss because – the Lakers that played are more talented than the Rockets. They should have won. And the other thing is, you know, it's unfortunately like stressful watching a game that Anthony Davis is in because anytime he takes a shot, especially if he falls, but even just a jumper, you go, oh, my God, is he going to get hurt and be out? Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Robin. So I had this happen a couple times yesterday, and I completely disagree. I hear what Robin's trying to say. Robin's trying to say, no, but they had enough talent to beat the Rockets. Okay, if you want to make that argument, fine. If your best player and your second best player are not playing in a game and you're playing another NBA team that has all their players, they can beat you.
Sure.
So like this idea and concept, well, we should have still beat the Rockets. Okay, if they'd have beat the Rockets, I would have probably said, hey, at least they got away with this one. It's not ideal. At least the Anthony Davis conversation doesn't have to be as loud as it should be, whatever the case is. They lost the game against a team that is also young and they're full of NBA professionals. And for those who are like, well, they didn't try hard enough. They didn't execute. They didn't have LeBron Anthony Davis. That's why yesterday's loss to me wasn't a shock. It was more the disappointment that you couldn't have your full squad out there try to take advantage of it.
Yeah, I think that's it. And it's, look, they should have won that game regardless, but I'm more on your side on this one that it is on, I don't want to say it's on Anthony Davis, but his absence is incredibly important. To pretend that, oh, well, we have a better team with the Rockets, even without those guys, they should have won. It almost, if he were injured, and he were just unavailable. If he were in LeBron James' situation, right? He's got an injured foot,
yep.
And he's not able to go. Then you just say, hey, look, they lost. Those other guys need to step up. The part that gets so complicated is that's not what we're being told. We're being told that he's 100% pain-free. I just don't understand why is he not playing? He's going to take the night off. Doesn't play back-to-backs. Okay, is he hurt? No. Is he pain-free? Yes. Is he playing? No. Like, it just doesn't add up. And the season is so short, mm-hmm. It's so tight that all of these games matter so much that when you get into this situation and you see him sitting on the bench and not playing, it's very difficult and incredibly frustrating. And I'm not blaming him. I'm saying it's frustrating to see. It's difficult to watch. I'm not calling him a name. I'm not doing any of these things. What I'm saying is this is an incredibly difficult thing to look. One of the best players in the league, potentially, is 100% pain-free, and he's watching the game.
So that's what I was going to ask you, because I think those who are frustrated that AD didn't play yesterday, part of me wants to say, okay, well, what do you want him to do? I don't know if AD, if from the beginning when he came back from his injury, they had already decided, okay, hey, training staff, coach, everybody got together, you're not playing in back-to-backs. I don't know what we want him to do. I don't know if Anthony Davis can go to the coach. Maybe he can, maybe he can. I have no idea. I don't know if he go to the coaching staff and go to the trainers and say, guys, I get it. When I was first coming back, I know that was an issue. But at this stage of the season, I have to play. And I think Laker fans want to hear that. But I don't know if he has the power to do that. I have no idea. I really don't. That's why it's always kind of tough with injuries.
Saying he's not in pain. This is the point. I understand the injuries. Like, no one's saying anything about LeBron. But the point being, with Anthony Davis, they're saying out of one side of their mouth he can't play in back-to-backs, and on the other side of their mouth they're saying he's 100% pain-free. Two things don't go together.
But do you think...
Not when you are in a dogfight for one of the final spots. If they had a 10-game lead, great.
Do you think there's anybody within that organization that does not want Anthony Davis out on the floor?
Of course
they do.
Of course not. Yeah.
So the only reason... Is it maybe, are they being too cautious? You could say that. I mean, however you want to describe it. But I don't think there's anybody within that front office or the organization that doesn't know it's a big game against the Rockets or whatever.
Of course they do, which brings us back to the main point that I have, which is I know they want to win. I know he wants to be out there. I know that everybody understands his value and importance to the team. And yet we're being told he's 100% pain-free and he's not playing. Like, it just... All of those things together do not make a cohesive vision of what we're getting. They don't have a 10-game lead. They're not locked into a playoff seed.
Yep.
They're not locked into anything. You're playing a terrible team that you should probably beat, and you didn't. And he's pain-free. It's really difficult to wrap your head around it. Let's see. Let's go to Van Nuys and David. David, you're on with Travis Lee. What's up?
Hey, Travis. First and foremost, I want to say thank you. Your voice is probably the closest to all our Laker fans that is being heard out there. It is super frustrating and super, super annoying to see AD not playing yesterday when he's pain-free. I don't understand. Pain-free, but we're not going to play. You know, it's yesterday's win could have put us in the 8th seed, but right now we're in the 10th and literally, what, like half a game from out of 12? It is so frustrating that AD is being wrapped in a bubble. Like, go out there and play, and if let's say in the first quarter or second quarter you're feeling something, then maybe you could tell the coach, hey, you know what? I need to be out. I can't play because I'm feeling some pain. But it's really frustrating. It's like, do they care or do they not care of where we are?
That's
in the
thing.
David,
I think we all agree that they care.
But that's the point. This is the – I feel like we're just going to chase our own tail in this conversation because he's frustrated. You don't think the Los Angeles Lakers knew yesterday was a big game. You don't think the Los Angeles Lakers thought to them, you know, we got a chance to be up at number 7. You know, we'd be one game back from number 6 because the Clippers and the Warriors are going to play each other. Everybody knows how key it is. If they're going to hold him back, there's got to be a reason. They're not doing it because they're bored. They're not doing it because they're not interested. They're not doing it because Anthony Davis.
So what's the reason?
There 100% has to be a reason that
what
the training
the
staff says.
I'm with you.
The training staff says you got X amount of games left. You're not playing the back-to-backs. They know how important it is, just like us.
But what's the reason to not play him if he's 100% pain-free? This is the part that is just really hard for me, and I think some Laker fans as well. Like, if they said, listen, it's on the edge. We need to be incredibly cautious about this, that if it weren't as tight as it is, we might even have him miss more time. It's just this constant, nope, he's good, but he's not going to play tonight. And they lost a game to the bleeping Rockets last night, which is just so hard to just say, I guess he doesn't play back-to-backs. I can't, that's not a satisfactory answer to me. It's just really, really difficult. All right, we have an update on what happened to Edwin Diaz last night in the World Baseball Classic. Really
Jeez.
Bad news if you're a baseball fan. Just a really, really tough break for him. Plus, we got Hey Did You See with none other than Taylor Smith. We're live from Yamava Resort and Casino. Come on out. We are here all day long. It's Travis Lee, Mason in Ireland, and Sedano and Cap. Get yourself out here to Yamava. Hey Did You See coming up next.
Yes, indeed. The tournament tip-off party is underway at Yamava Resort and Casino, the 909 Sports Bar. Travis, it's Leo, Mason, and Ireland coming up at 1. Sedano and Cap at 4 p.m. We've got more action under the way, tournament action. The 10-seed Utah State is now underway against Mizzou, the 7-seed in the South Bracket.
Mountain Draft. West team, Slee. Another Utah State Mountain West squad.
Yeah, we're...
Thanks to our friends at Islands for the Madness Update. For locations and directions, islandsrestaurants.com.
Already nervous about 12-10.
There's egg rolls over there. I'm just saying.
By the way, Slee and I are standing here.
Just to kind of set it up.
They come over and say, hey, you guys want,
more food?
Nobody says a word because we're just waiting for Travis to say something.
Yeah.
Well, they've got mini egg rolls over here at the table. Travis,
he's gone.
Just gone.
He was gone.
He heard mini egg rolls and he's walking.
Had a nice mini egg roll. Had a little sweet and spicy dipping sauce. Felt a little ponzu action, I think.
Oh, a ponzu.
It was quite good.
He didn't take his headset off. The whole table started moving towards there. I mean, amazing.
It was quite good. I would suggest having another one. Very quickly before we get to Hey, Did You See? Just an update on Edwin Diaz. Last night, he closes the game against the DR. He's pitching for Puerto Rico, obviously. Strikes out the side, wins the game, and in the post-game celebration, he injures his knee, which has now been diagnosed as he tore the patellar tendon in his right knee. He will need surgery and is expected to miss the entire season, according to Jeff Passan. Just a terrible, terrible break.
Yeah, unbelievable. I was seeing the highlights yesterday, and the moment he couldn't put any weight on him, like, don't tell me this is going to happen to the best closer in baseball. Changes everything.
We'll talk about more of this coming. The only thing I've ever seen like this is Kendrys Morales, who played for the Angels a million years ago, hit a grand slam, a walk-off grand slam to win a game. And everybody's waiting for him at home plate, Slee, and they're doing that jump up and down thing, right?
Yep.
And he jumps up to land on home plate to kind of punctuate the grand slam, lands on home plate, shatters his leg. And misses like the rest of that season and most of the next. He was a really good hitter, and it altered the course of his career, and you certainly hope that that's awful. Not the case with Diaz. What do you got for us today, Taylor?
Can you guys just go ahead and quit talking about food over there? It's really upsetting me here at LA Live. It's really bothering me.
What would you have, your first choice between egg rolls, pizza, and the dessert cart, what would you hit?
I want all three, honestly, but I'll go with egg rolls. Egg rolls to start.
Yeah,
all right, guys.
Good.
Did you see that couples that had a weekly date night were 3.5 times more likely to report being very happy in the relationship than those who had no designated time for couple time? So, Sliwa, what's your idea of a perfect date night?
Okay, first off, I agree with that. We try to do that too, right? We try to make sure we go somewhere. In a perfect world, I think a Saturday where you don't have to, sometimes people want to do on a Friday, but they worked earlier in the day. I like Saturday where you kind of chill the whole day. You don't have to, you're in no rush or anything along those lines. Give me a movie, give me a nice dinner, and then eventually get home and just kind of kick back and relax. A movie and dinner is a perfect date night for me.
Yeah, that's really close to mine. You guys know that Susan and I have a routine that we do every Friday night. And it's
an NBA
just,
League Pass.
It's time with just the two of you, right? And, you know, obviously I have a family. I've got three kids, and they're grown at this point for the most part, so we don't have to pay constant attention to them the way you do when they're little. And the nice thing, and here, like where you have the movie sleep, the thing that I really like about our nights out is, and we're successful about half the time, try to talk about anything you want with the exception of the kids or work. Like those are the two things that, so let's find something that is not one of those two things, because every other day of the week are
that's
those two things.
That's what you're talking about.
I just need 90 minutes of something that's not one of those two things. I think alcohol is an important part of this mix. I think that is a night I look forward to. You guys know I look forward to my martinis on a Friday night. So for me, it's time spent talking about the things you don't talk about the rest of the week,
nice
drink, and time with the person that you love.
Then Dodgers in bed.
Fernando Mania, the Fernando Dodger Menery to wrap up the night is always a great way too.
Okay, good answers, guys. Next up, did you see that the crying Northwestern kid from the 2017 NCAA tournament is now a freshman at Harvard? So in his application, he actually wrote about his experience going viral as a middle schooler. So Travis, what was the last sports moment that made you cry, or at least feel like crying?
Well, I've never been in tears as a fan. Right, I've never had that moment where my team lost. I've been disappointed, but I've not cried about that. The last thing I think that brought me to the verge of tears emotionally was when it was my sophomore year at Arcadia High School. We got to the CIF semifinals in baseball.
Okay.
And we lost a game that had we won it, we would have got to go play in Dodger Stadium. I was 15 years old on the varsity, getting ready to go play in Dodger Stadium as a 15-year-old, and we lost. And it was, I don't remember the score exactly, but it was close. Like, we had a chance to
win
the
game. You still don't talk to that guy that gave up that two-run homer.
And I didn't play very much that year on the varsity, so it was me just being a fan and kind of being there. But when we didn't get a chance to go do that, that's the last time I remember being incredibly emotional about a loss.
Okay, so, Taylor, this one's going to be a little bit different. Other than yesterday, Lakers losing to the Rockets, I cried for an hour and a half in the studio by myself in the dark.
Just sobbing
other
quietly.
Other than that one, knowing that all you were going to talk about was Anthony Davis in the morning, and I have no defense for it, other than all of that.
Oh, man.
Okay, this is not a specific sports moment, but
just picture a single tear rolling down your cheek in the dark.
I don't. I just picture
just
a storm of tears. This is not a specific game, but SD lost the Chargers.
Yeah. Yeah, sure.
That's a real moment. That's not a, hey, you lost this game. Hey, there's next season. No. You lost your team.
Bye.
It's gone.
Yeah.
55 years in SD or whatever the amount of years that they were there. That, even to this day, that's like I still have trouble accepting that that happened. I feel bad for the city. That has more to do with it than anything else. That's my moment.
So I haven't cried because of a loss. I have cried because of a win and like happiness and happy
different tears.
So
absolutely.
I cried. Last time I cried while watching sports was definitely, actually, I had... I had one singular tear, I feel like, for the Rams because I was like, this is so cool. Like, I just moved to the city. They won the Super Bowl. I'm there. That was really cool. But I think the big cry was when UVA won the national championship the year after they got lost, like, the 16 seed. And I was working that night. I was working the game for ESPN. And I just had to, like, take a break and cry. So it was good.
Okay. I saw you turn on your mic, Chris.
I was going to do that. Oh, Matthew Stafford. But I cried when Tiger won the Masters.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 2021?
Oh, yeah.
Those are easier tears for me to find, the tears of joy, as opposed to the ones that, you know, because when they lose, it's like, yeah, they lose, but the world keeps spinning.
I get a little angry. I get less cryy. I get more angry.
Tiger's a good one. Tiger's going. We got one more, Taylor?
Yes, we do. Okay, talking about pizza this morning. Did you see that 40% of Americans eat pizza at least once a week? So, Sliwa, is it ever acceptable to eat pizza with a knife and fork?
That's a good one.
So,
and I like that he started with Sli. Good job, Taylor.
So,
is he doing it right now?
I don't really understand. I don't understand the concept of having a knife and a fork unless it's
it's grease.
Deep dish like a Chicago style. That's the only time where it's necessary. Like you actually need it to get through that pizza. But if you're having a thin slice New York style pizza, whatever it is, how are you not just folding it and just eating it? So I don't think there's a time other than unless it's a deep dish.
So a couple of things here. Number one, you're right about the Chicago style pizza, but I'd just like to throw in an aside. Most overrated product in the history of the world, Chicago style pizza.
Too much sauce.
If I want a lasagna, I'll have a lasagna. Yeah. I don't need
pizza. I'm with you. I don't like it.
Lasagna.
By the way, you take two bites, you're like, okay, that was pretty good. After that, it's like, all right, this is.
You can miss me with that. I don't ever need that ever again. Here's the other
part. But if they bring one up, a breakfast,
I'll have a bite.
You'll have some.
That's different.
When it's so hot that the cheese is still like fully molten and you try to, and it just all slides off, and when you take that first bite,
yeah.
Then you can knife and fork it. You can cut it into a piece where you can get the cheese Wrong. And the toppings and the crust and all those things in one bite. That's the only exception to the rule.
There's no exception to the rule. You're eating it with your hands. Otherwise, do you think you're better than us? Do you think you're better than us to use a knife and fork?
Makes a good
no, thank
point.
You.
It's a strong point.
Exactly. So I
like to fold my deep dish. Just fold it.
Put it in a blender and drink it like a smoothie.
Right, exactly. But also people who eat some. I've seen people eat crust first, too. There are definitely
that's
wrong
weird.
Ways to
oh,
eat
that's
a pizza.
Crust first.
But, yeah, you cannot have. You can't have silverware.
Good job, Taylor.
Thanks, guys.
All right. You got it. So we got more Laker calls. People still want to get in on AD. We can talk more about that. I want to talk about Edwin Diaz. I want to talk about Team USA, who advanced out of the pool play. They're going to take on Venezuela on Saturday in the quarterfinals. And Mike Trout said something that both was, I thought, really cool and super, super sad simultaneously. That's coming up next. It's Travis Lee, 710 ESPN.